Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jumping off into our third and final half hour, if you will.
Yes.
Here till 12:30. Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick, still to come. Seth Dunlap sat down with NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier talking about the draft status, the draft possibilities for your LSU Tigers currently, where they might stand in the NFL draft in April. First, though, football. Week 6 scores around college football. Alabama 28, Arkansas 7 in the second quarter. Missouri, South Carolina in the second quarter as well, and it is Missouri 17-14 over South Carolina. Northwestern, 14-3 over Michigan State also in the second quarter. That is a bit of a surprise so far, but I know Zach Strief is smiling. Maryland and Michigan delayed due to weather. Kansas, West Virginia. West Virginia on top by 14, 21-7 over the Jayhawks. Cincinnati and Tulane. Roll wave. Not right now, though. 10-7. They trail Cincinnati, the Bearcats, in the second quarter. Syracuse and Pitt. 17-14. Pitt on top of the Orange. Also Boston College and NC State. 7-3. The Wolfpack leading Boston College. Those are your Week 6 scores. LSU and Florida. Jumping off at 2:30, kicking off at 2:30, I should say.
Yes, sir.
And Herb, we're gonna get our predictions in a few moments, but you really like this matchup in a lot of ways, and we've talked about it for the last 2 hours. And it's gonna come down to, we just talked about it with Sam. It's gonna come down to who can take care of the football.
Absolutely, I mean, turnovers are gonna be key. It's key in every game, but in this particular game, it's definitely gonna be key because, you know, Joe Burrow has a streak right now, has no intercepts. He's had a few fumbles, but we can correct that. But if we can get our defense to really create some turnovers and get our offense, our new revamping offense, the ball back a few times, those extra possessions really, really make a difference in the game.
You know, have you ever been part of a team where a quarterback hasn't thrown an interception in five games, like for five straight games?
Of course, I did. I mean, I was always really good at not throwing interceptions. I threw, you know, My passing completion percentage was like an average of 63 or something like that throughout my career, and I think I've only
Really strong for a college quarterback.
Yeah, I think I only threw a total of maybe 8 to 10 intercepts my whole career, which is in like four seasons. So I mean that's, you know, so you have to go stretches without throwing an interception, if you will. But, you know, the thing about it, though, is just, you know, you have to be confident in what you're doing. You have to really be confident in your ability to be able to get it done. And then you have to really, really, truly understand that that how important it is, not only to you, but the guys that you're playing with, that you don't turn the ball over. Because if they feel like that you have a chance to turn the ball over at any point in time, those guys are going to play a little bit edgier because they're going to try to create turnovers. They're going to try to make the play when they have that any point in time or that specific one time. They're going to try to do a little something extra, which can lead to turnovers. But when you can play relaxed and you can play really confident in what you can do, then you know you don't really turn the ball over.
You start freelancing on offense or defense and getting away from the scheme, and then you're asking for trouble.
You're going to be doomed at some point. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the confidence that the defense has in Joe Burrow, his offensive playmakers as well.
And that comes from what Sam was talking about. When he first came to campus, he was leading workouts and practices, and he was, apparently he was winning at sprints. Those are things that I try to do myself when I was playing. Especially, like, I always wanted to run faster than the DBs or run faster than the running backs and the receivers because I wanted them to know that, hey, man, I can do the same thing you guys are doing, but I just do it from a different position because I was a quarterback. I was a veer quarterback in high school, and I really wanted to show the country and my coaches that I can run the ball too, just as well as Kevin Falk, Rondell Mealy, Kendall Cleveland, and catch the ball just as well as Larry Foster. And, you know, the people like that, Eddie Kinnison, do things like that. Now, you know, those guys are great guys, and I'm just, you know, just myself, you know, little bitty old me, but I would at least try to compete.
28-14. The Arkansas Razorbacks just scored over the number one ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. No, I do not. No, I do not. Okay. Alabama is just simply toying with them and will squash them when they're ready.
Hey, man, this might be the light right here that Arkansas needs to see.
Yeah, 28-14 down.
It's going to be a knockout light.
To Alabama. Yeah, exactly. We'll step away and come back. David Potter at Master Control. You're going to hear from NFL analyst and college football analyst Mike Dettillier next here on WWL. All right, welcome back. Herb and Christian winding down here on Tiger Tailgating. Seth Dunlap caught up with NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier talking about the draft status of the LSU Tigers currently.
Mike Dettillier's insights into the 2019 draft brought to you by the Sports Medical Center of Thibodaux Regional. Keeping you safely in the game. I'm Seth Dunlap. Mike Dettillier joins us now to break down LSU Florida. Mike, what's going on?
I'm doing great, Seth. Man, this will going to be one tough football game for the Tigers. I know in talking to Coach O this week, he told me, man, Mike, it was the hottest game I've ever been involved with in my entire life last year. The heat, the humidity. You know, and you've been in Florida. I mean, the fans are right on top of you. Man, he was worried about Pete Jenkins. Something might happen to him. You know, Pete was 74 years old. But he said, man, listen, I don't know if I'm getting old or if it was that hot. I said two things. You're getting old, and it was that hot.
Yeah, back-to-back years in the swamp here for LSU. And this is a perfect week to start this segment, Mike, because there is so much NFL-caliber talent on the field in this one.
Listen, this would be a Jeopardy deal that no one – would get, you know, because I do this every year, and I call it the NFL Talent Bowl, a yearly rivalry games over the past 6 years. Last six drafts, what rivalry game produced the most players? And I think LSU-Alabama, most people would get that, 95.
Sure, yeah.
They wouldn't have got the two spot. LSU-Florida with 82, and it's been like that for three straight years. They edge out Florida, Florida State, who has 81 players that have been picked. But, Seth, believe me, on Jeopardy, that's a whiff across the board. Just goes to show how much talent both these teams have had. These games have been close. Last four games have been decided by 7 points or less. But LSU has dominated this series. They've won six out of the past eight meetings versus Florida. Very reminiscent to when the old ball coach was at Florida, and it was the other way around. He dominated LSU when he went up against them and always had that stick in the craw that they passed him over for that head coaching position.
Mm-hmm. And we know the old ball coach is really good with quarterbacks, and we're going to see Felipe Franks for Florida here. He was a commitment to LSU. I think most LSU fans remember that. What can you tell us about Franks and his NFL potential?
Big, tall drink of water, 6 foot six, 240. You know, the one thing I know with Dan, he wants his quarterback to be highly efficient, also a threat in the running game. When he was at Florida, he had Tim Tebow, Mississippi State, Dak Prescott, Nick Fitzgerald. You don't think Dan Mullins had a big impact on Nick Fitzgerald? Just watch how he plays today. He's not the same guy. Franks is the key today. If you get him to move from his launch pad and throw off base, LSU's got some shots here. Also, because of his size and that he's 6 foot six, 240 pounds, they use him a lot in short yardage running situations. Just like he did Prescott, just like he did Tebow, just like he did Fitzgerald, LSU's got to be cognizant of that. He's becoming much more efficient as a passer and throwing the football from the pocket. But still, Seth, he's had some jittery moments here. And Kentucky's win over them had a lot to do with getting him to move off of where he felt comfortable and throwing on the run.
Well, he's not the only guy that may play on Sundays eventually. Who's the top NFL prospect for you? Maybe some other guys that you're keeping an eye on draft-wise.
Well, on the offensive side of the football, it's left tackle Martez Ivey. He has started the last 3 years and has started at either left tackle, left guard. You can't miss him. He's 6 foot five and a quarter, 315 pounds for a big man. He moves his feet well, a really good run blocker. He's really elevated his pass protection skills. Right now, he's 52nd on my board for the 2019 NFL draft. Van Jefferson, who was a transfer player from Ole Miss, 6'1 and a half, 210, a redshirt junior. He's caught 12 passes this year, but three of them have went for scores. Really good short, intermediate receiver, excellent route runner, sure-handed, comes from a football family. His dad, Sean, 13 years in the NFL as a receiver, Now he's the receivers coach with the Miami Dolphins. When he was at Ole Miss, his last two seasons there, he caught 91 passes. So it goes to show you, he knows what he's doing in setting up people, get separation downfield. And the guy to watch today is Jordan Scarlett, the running back, redshirt junior, 5'11", 214, rugged inside runner. He has alternated time along with the true freshman, Damian Pierce, highly recruited football player coming out of St. Thomas Aquinas. He led the Gators in rushing 2 years ago, 889 yards, six scores, was suspended last year for the entire season because of the credit card fraud situation. This year, he's averaging 5.1 yards a carry, has two scores. But the best player and the most highly rated player on that Florida team is the strong safety, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, 6 foot, 212, my 24th highest rated player for the 2019 NFL draft. The Gators use him a lot like LSU uses Grant Delpit. Outstanding open field tackler, instinctive, smart, great blitzer off the edge. Also, he's a guy that can match up real well in the coverage part of the game. Reminds me a lot, Seth, of Landon Collins when he was at University of Alabama. He's a guy that defensive coordinator Todd Grantham, who is the SEC version of Greg Williams, sick the quarterback and along the way make the tackle for the run. But, again, he is a very similar type athlete to Landon Collins.
Well, NFL talent all over the field here today at the Swamp, LSU, Florida, coming up in just a few hours. Mike, a great insight, man, and we'll do it again next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Seth. Appreciate it.
That was Mike Dettelier with his insight into the 2019 draft, brought to you by the Sports Medical Center of Thibodaux Regional, keeping you safely in the game. I'm Seth Dunlap. Now back to Christian Garrick and Herb Tyler for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show.
All right, thank you very much, Seth. Great insight from Mike Dettelier.
Yes.
There on the draft, all the talent that's going to be on the field in this game, LSU and Florida today at 2:30. And there is a ton of them. There's a ton of NFL future players in particular, more so I think on LSU's defense than Florida's defense, albeit really, really good talent on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
All right, we're winding down here on Tiger Tailgating. Herb, time for predictions, you know, and I'm terrible at it. I swing and miss all the time. I have picked LSU in every game since the Miami game. They taught me a lesson, deservedly so, against La Tech and Southeastern. Didn't see the Auburn thing coming, but nonetheless, I like LSU to go six and to remain six or remain unbeaten and go 6-0. It's going to be a close victory, 17-14, low scoring game for me.
Yeah, you know, that sounds pretty good, Christian. And I don't necessarily remember when the last time you actually picked LSU to win. But this is pretty impressive by you today. I think that you're barking up the right tree. 17-14 is a really good score. I think that's awesome. The spread is, I think, two.
Two and a half, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so 2.5. So, you know, I think I'm going to up that a little bit more. I think the score is going to be 24-23-ish.
Oh,
something like that.
You're doing a really tight game.
I'm doing a really tight game. You know why? Because I feel like that's what kind of game it's going to be.
24-23.
It's going to be tough, man. We're going in there, and look, Florida's going to be tough. They're going to protect their home. They will. But we're going to go in there with the mentality of a tiger, baby. It doesn't matter where we are. We're going in the swamp today, and we're going to grab us an alligator, and we're going to take it, and we're going to have some alligator sauce pecan with that thing. So it's going to be a 24-23 LSU Tiger victory today at about 5 o'clock.
It's going to be a loud, hostile environment. Van Hill Griffin Stadium is sold out now because LSU is coming in as the fifth-ranked team in the country, 5-0.
Yes.
It's a big rivalry. LSU making their second straight trip to Gainesville. Look, it's going to be fun today. And look, I want to remind Tiger fans, after the game, about 90 minutes after the LSU Sports Radio Network postgame, I'm coming on the air for the Purple and Gold Point After till about 10 o'clock. So if you want to talk, however this game goes, win or loss, I will be on here for the Purple and Gold Point After, and it should be celebrating a Tigers 6-0 victory.
Should be.
A huge matchup. I mean, gigantic matchup the following week. We'll be down there in Baton Rouge for LSU-Georgia. And if LSU remains unbeaten, I think College Game Day is probably going to come to Baton Rouge.
Hey, man, we are College Game Day. So if they come, they'll just be a little, you know, a little side piece for us.
I got you. I want to thank Joey Falgu for the first 2 hours here at Master Control. David Potter bringing us home, running the final leg of the relay. He's taking off his tie. Walked in here with a tie, shirt,
looking
and tie.
Looking good, David. Looking
good,
man.
He's undoing it a little bit. You're getting out of that suit. All right, going to hand things off to the LSU Sports Radio Network. Me and Herb are going to go live on Facebook here momentarily. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out. Herb, do you think, man?
Yeah, man. Look, it's going to be a great day. Everybody there in Tigerland and in the world, God loves you. I love you. Go Tigers!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.